In our gospel tonight, we hear that as Jesus is doing this act of driving the marketplace, those who are selling and buying and doing changing money out of the temple, that he has zeal for his house, and the zeal will consume him. And zeal, we understand, is a passion, a love, a desire for something. To have a zeal for it is to desire it with great love, with great joy, with great strength of passion. And that is what Jesus does this evening. And others watch that and wonder, why is he doing this? What's the reason? And Jesus gives the only reason there is. Because he wants this place to be a place of holiness, a place of grace, a place of blessing, where all can come and receive God's generous love. And St. Paul even goes further into this. He reminds us tonight in that little short reading we heard tonight that not only are we called to have zeal for the Lord, but in some ways we are asked to be fools for Christ. Because the world looks at what we do as Christians and calls it foolishness, calls it ignorance, calls it all these things. And yet we understand that zeal for God, that zeal for his house, that zeal for his people as one of holiness, a path of graciousness that leads us closer to the joy, the love, the blessing that God desires us to share with one another. And to be a fool for Christ means that we stand in front of the world and follow what God is calling us to do as we enter into that discernment and that prayer with one another. So we can take the example of many people and place that in front of us. So yesterday, we celebrated the memorial in the United States, at least, but around the world, of St. Catherine Drexel, a woman of great faith who was canonized in 2000 by Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, a woman of great faith, a woman who inherited what today would be almost $1 billion from her father, who was a very wealthy banker in Philadelphia in the early 1900s. But feeling that call to serve God, she gave it all away and became a religious sister. While people around her, her friends growing up with her, asked her those hard questions. Why are you doing something so silly like that? But she chose to use her money to help with building schools, orphanages, and hospitals to serve African Americans and Native Americans throughout our country, and to found Xavier University in New Orleans. Being a fool for Christ called her to reach out and serve those who were neglected, who needed her prayers, her love, the service of the Congregation of Sisters that she founded. Or else you could look at someone like St. Francis of Assisi. Once again, a son of great wealth, of great power, who chose to turn it all away, to become a fool for Christ, so to speak, where he stood in the marketplace and stripped himself naked to show that he was abandoning everything so that he might serve God and serve God in the poor, in the very poorest of the poor. While the world looked around and said, what a fool, we look and see the holiness, the blessedness, the grace that God calls us to be. Or else you can use our own St. Lucy, our blessed St. Lucy, our darling St. Lucy here, who chose in being a fool for Christ to die in service of God, choosing her path of holiness, meaning that she had to turn her back on her mother, her friends, her family, and offer that ultimate sacrifice of her life. While others looked at her and said, what a fool. And yet God saw the holiness, the desire to love. And we could go through the list of so many different people in our church's history, and even here within our own church, of those who have chosen to serve God in a way that opens themselves to ridicule, and yet trusting in God's love and knowing the voice of God within our hearts, we continue to serve God as His holy people, as those who are called and set apart to be fools for Christ. And now, most of us may not have $1 billion to give away. Most of us will never stand in the marketplace and strip ourselves naked. And most of us will never be asked to give our lives in service of God and love of God. And yet the question, the challenge for us all is, what is God calling us to do? And how can I be unafraid to step forward in the service of God, even if people will laugh at me, make fun of me, call me names, ridicule me, abuse me? Because the Gospels reminded us that Jesus wouldn't trust himself to others because he knew us well. And in truth, we know our neighbors well. We know our own heart well. Do we ask God to give us the courage to become a fool for him, to offer ourselves to him in serving our brothers and sisters? Because we have to remind ourselves that zeal for the house of God isn't zeal for this building or St. Peter's in Rome or any other church. Zeal for the house is zeal for God's holy people, for the body of Christ. For that body of Christ where we are called to enter into relationships with one another, to turn aside and turn our backs on sin, so that we might serve one another in love and compassion, so that we might choose to offer ourselves to others and to receive others as they offer themselves to us. To become blessed among the blessed, to hear the word of God and respond to it with generosity, with openness, with hopefulness, with joy, so that others may see the face of Christ and how we serve, so that they might be drawn closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, to know him, to love him, and to be blessed by and through him. Because yes, we may not be called to do those big things like St. Catherine, St. Francis, St. Lucy, but we are called to love with a truthfulness and an honesty, with a gracefulness that allows us to offer our lives in those small ways each and every day in our relationships, in our loves, in our services, that God hears the cry and we respond in generosity and we respond to the voice of God crying out to us. And so that may be and should be our challenge. How am I responding to God's call this week, this day, this moment? Have I opened my heart to receive that blessing, that truth, that love of God, so that I may freely share it with my brothers and sisters, that I may freely share it with each and every person that I meet? Because that is true zeal for the house of God, true passion, true love, true desire, where we seek the very best of one another and call forth that very best in the service of love, in the service of hope, in the sacrificial love of our Lord Jesus Christ.